The hot, dry summer of 2016 prompted Meridian Township to cancel its 4th of July fireworks, but the township will make up for it on Saturday night. The celebration will kick off a series of events in 2017 marking the township's Dodrin's Bicentennial. That's just a fancy word for a 175th anniversary. Meridian Township was officially founded on February 16, 1842. Jane Rose is the executive director of the Meridian Historical Village. It's a place frozen in time, where the township has preserved a small cluster of original 19th-century buildings. And it's the perfect place to ponder the past and look forward to the future.
Well, you're actually sitting in the oldest building in the village. It was built in 1849. Our buildings here in the village range from 1849 to 1883.
Anyone who comes to Meridian Township or lives here knows that it's kind of a tale of two cities or a tale of two villages. You have Hazlitt and Okemos. The way those two communities are today is a little different from the way they were first founded. Hazlitt, for example, a little bit north of here, sits on what used to be called Pine Lake, and that was quite a happening place more than 100 years ago.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, the first growth occurred in what is now Hazlitt. A lot of farmers came in. They needed to get their crops out, so the railroad came through. And Hazlitt was the star of the show for a very long time. And then in the 1890s, the Spiritualists had a summer camp there. That brought a lot of people in. Then there were the casino years, where the railroad company turned the southeast portion of the lake, which is now Lake Lansing South, into an entertainment complex. I'm sure many of your listeners will remember the Lake Lansing Amusement Park. That was big time.
Today, Okemos tends to have more of the focus on a social scene, I think, than Hazlitt does. Yet Okemos started from much more humble beginnings than Hazlitt did.
Yes, very humble. They began the village area because it was at the bend, the double bend of the Red Cedar River, which is perfect for sawmills and, you know, the various mill operations. And so that was the original attractor. But still, it wasn't until after World War II and the GI Bill and the growth of the Michigan State Agricultural College, which became Michigan State University, and suddenly all sorts of professors and graduate students and so on were coming into the area and they needed a place to stay, and Okemos actually became a bedroom community for MSU. And that's really when the fork in the road started to develop. After that, early 70s, we had all sorts of development. You notice the connection there. Lake Lansing Amusement Park closed in the 70s. The mall came in the 70s. So yes, the timing was interesting.
Meridian Township's Dodrin's Bicentennial, as you'd call it in Latin, formally begins Saturday night with New Year's Eve fireworks at 6:45. Then on February 16th, a proclamation and tribute flag ceremony takes place at the Capitol to commemorate the township's official enactment date.
But I think probably the biggest event this year will be July 1st. It's a Saturday. We're going to be celebrating all of Meridian. Here in the village, the buildings will be open. There'll be music throughout the day. There's going to be beer and wine tasting. I may have to check that out too. We're going to have a food truck rally over at the Meridian Mall parking lot. I understand there's going to be at least 50 food trucks over there. So that's probably going to be the biggest event this year, and it's really exciting.
Jane Rose is the executive director of the Meridian Historical Village, and Meridian Township is celebrating its 175th anniversary, technically on February 16th, but the events begin with the fireworks on New Year's Eve, and they continue all throughout 2017. Jane, thanks again for your time, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too.
For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.